The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast that uncovers history one day at a time. Today is May 31st, 2020. The day was May 31st, 1578. The Roman catacombs were rediscovered by accident. The origin of the term catacomb is unclear. It was previously thought that the Roman catacombs were sand pits or stone quarries. It was also once thought that Christians used them as secret meeting places for worship, but this was most likely not the case. The Roman catacombs date back to the 1st century CE. Back then, Jewish people in Rome used them as cemeteries, but by the next century, Christians were also using catacombs as burial tunnels. In ancient Rome, bodies could not be buried within city limits. Pagans cremated corpses, but Christians and Jewish people buried the dead. At the time, Christians and Jewish people faced persecution in Rome, where people worshipped an increasing number of deities. And Rome was overpopulated and land was expensive, so they decided to take their cemeteries underground. The catacombs were built into tufo, which is a type of rock made from volcanic ash. Because the tufo was soft, the catacombs were relatively easy to build. Loculi, or burial niches, were carved into walls to accommodate bodies. During the 2nd and 3rd centuries, the use of catacombs in Rome expanded. Some catacombs can be traced back to individuals or private families, while others belong to churches. The Edict of Milan, passed in 313 under Emperor Constantine I and Emperor Licinius, granted religious tolerance to Christians in the Roman Empire. It also established that everybody had the right to worship the deities of their choice. And in 380, Christianity became a state religion. Some people still bury corpses in the underground chambers, but burials eventually moved above ground, and by the 5th century, the use of catacombs as burial grounds had declined. But they were still used as sites where people could go for martyrs' memorial services. Over the years, the catacombs were subject to many lootings. The relics of Christian martyrs and saints that remained were moved from the catacombs to city churches. By the Middle Ages, the catacombs had been abandoned and largely forgotten. But on May 31st, 1578, laborers digging on the Via Salaria discovered an underground cemetery. Some people recognized the importance of the find, but many dismissed the discovery. scholar Antonio Bosio realized the importance of the discovery and in 1593 began exploring the catacombs. Bosio's book describing the catacombs, Roma Subterranea, was published in 1632 after his death. After the book's publication, valuable items were stolen out of the catacombs. Some of the catacombs Bosio described have since been destroyed. Archaeologist Giovanni Battista de Rossi did further research on the catacombs in the 19th century and helped develop the field of Christian archaeology. Since the catacombs are home to early Christian frescoes, they are considered important in the study of art history. Some of the catacombs in Rome are open to the public. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any kind words you'd like to send us or any suggestions for future episodes, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.